the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed Palm Sunday, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Great to have you all. Welcome, everybody. And as we come to this day, a day of lots of contemplation, lots of thoughts, lots of actions, and getting ready to move on towards the Holy Week. A day of the Lord coming as a king, entering into Jerusalem. And we talked about this a lot, and we remember this a lot, and we contemplated about this a lot. And when you look at the work that's being done and the purpose of that, and you look at the reason for that, and you try to understand what's happening, and how are we part of this, and are we a part of this or not? Are we just following the calendar and following the hymns and following the palm, or we're actually part of that? How can we be a part of that? Is, I think, the question that we wanted to ask ourselves today and answer today through the scriptures and through the talks and through the season and through the whole week. Rejoice, daughter of Zion, your king has come. Your king has come. When you look at Zion, look at Jerusalem, and you have to probably heard this before, again, the meaning and what is Jerusalem to us. And we look at Jerusalem as the second, the eternal Jerusalem, the city that will come from heaven. But also you look at Jerusalem, per the scriptures and per the teaching and per the church, that the Jerusalem is that church, is the church. And with that mindset, that's what contemplate about today, the Lord, the King coming, entering his church. And with that, makes us also ask ourselves, what is the church for us? Is the church the kingdom that belongs to the king? We always say, if there is a king, then there is what? A kingdom. There is no king, there is no kingdom, there is no kingdom, there is no king. So let's talk about this more and more today. You know, as he comes entering into Jerusalem, entering into the church. And let's ask ourselves again, what is the church? And what is our relationship with it? And is it based on him, the king, that enters into his kingdom or not? I'll start with a story that I've heard, and I probably said it before. Maybe you've heard it. If you did, that's fine. Just hear it again. About back in the early 20th century, 1900s. And in the U.S. here used to be something called life-saving stations. Life-saving stations. Along the coast, along the East Coast specifically, where there were a lot of areas where were danger of shipwreck and people who are drowning and people who are getting lost in the sea. So they start to have those little life-saving stations, little shacks on the coast that people are there in order to do what? To monitor and to watch the coast. So anybody that any ship that is struggling, there's a shipwreck, there's people who are drowning, that life-saving station becomes what? An actual life-saving station for them. The people will go out and bring them and save them and perform whatever needs to be done and do it. Those life stations become very, very, very popular to the point that people start to actually go there. And the life saving stations step by step change into what? A social hall. And they start to actually invest in them more and more. Instead of just having a small little shack that doesn't mean anything, they actually, well, we might need to remodel this a little bit, make it a little bit fancy so we can, when we come to socialize, it's nice. And start investing that, start to put more furniture, more decoration. And step by step, the life saving station lost its job as a saving station and became what? Became social hall. To the point that the people who were there supposed to be watching the coast and watching the people, they were very busy in what? In socializing. But so they don't feel bad about it. They hire some people to do the job. Right? And when people will go out and get those who are struggling, those who are dying, and bring them, they say, no, they are too dirty to come into that nice social hall. Let's maybe make a couple showers for them on the outside so they can wash, they can save, they can be saved, but they're not coming into that. And you hear this story again, and the name of it, which is a life-saving station. You hear the voice of the children and the voice of the people of Jerusalem saying, Hosanna, Hosha'na, Khalisna. And you wonder again, as he's coming into the church, is the church still that life-saving station or not? Are we establishing that relationship with the church as he is the king of the church? Or we lost that view, we lost that mindset, we lost that idea. And here we are, we're coming, saying Hosanna, and saying it, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and we're singing it, and singing it, and singing it. But again, are we doing this knowing and acknowledging that this is a saving station, or it became a social hall? What is the relationship with the church? He's coming today as the king. And not only as the king, we'll talk about three things as he's coming as the king. He's coming as the king, he's coming as the high priest, and he's coming as witnessing. King, high priest, and witnessing. Keep this in mind, and keep the story in mind, and let's go to the last Friday of the Lent, and one of the prophecies that is read during that time from Isaiah 66. From verse 10, listen to the text and see exactly how is that related to what we're talking about here. Isaiah 66, verse 10 says, "Rejoice with Jerusalem." Most of the time, when you talk about Jerusalem, he's directing the conversation or the text towards Jerusalem, right, daughter of Zion. But here, he's directing the text towards whom? Other people, the people around it. Said he's telling them what? Rejoice with Jerusalem. Rejoice with Jerusalem. Why? Because, and be glad for her. All you who love her, rejoice with her in joy. All you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from the glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knees. Jerusalem, the church. That the Lord is coming today as the king of the church, as the reason the church exists. But sadly, we lost step by step, we became like those life-saving station. We lost the focus, we lost the purpose. And here we are. Either we come or we don't come, or we're satisfied with an hour, 2 hours a week, or maybe now it became hour, 2 hours a month, maybe 2 months. It's fine. Where is the church in our heart? And where is the king of the church in our heart? What are we establishing that relationship based on? A king means glory. A king means protection. A king means identity. And I just want, again, ask that question based on that, the purpose and the place of the church. And when we talk about the church, it's not the building. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the teaching. The church is the faith. The church is the practice. The church is the life. He is coming as the king to declare his kingdom over the church. And if we base our relationship with the church on any other thing other than he is the king, we are changing the church into a social hall. God forbid. Number one, he is the king. He is the king. And he has to reign. He has to reign. And as the king, as you heard in Isaiah 66, that's why us should do what? Should rejoice with Jerusalem. Should rejoice with the church. He is the king. Number two, he is the high priest. If you notice the Catholic epistle today, the epistle of St. Peter, he talks about him as the high priest who came to offer himself. The high priest was coming in order to pray for us. The high priest that's coming that in order to make us also part of him. The high priest the Pauline epistle, Hebrews, not the Catholic epistle. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is not of his creation. He's coming for what? Greater and more perfect tabernacle. greater and more perfect. He's coming, he's entering Jerusalem as the high priest that he will offer himself. But in order for that, we have to also recognize him as the high priest of the church and the church as the place where he's offering himself. And the place that we offer ourselves also. Not only 1 hour a week or 1 hour every other week or 1 hour every month, but life to live, a life to live. Sadly, again, I feel like we're little by little, we're starting to forget and to miss the view and the idea and the place of the church as the kingdom of the king, as the kingdom of the king. Again, I'm not talking a place, a certain place, this church, that church. No, I'm talking about the body of Christ, talking about the entity of a church being giving the teaching of the Lord himself, received the teaching from God himself and gave it through the disciples, through the apostles, through everyone to us now. He is the high priest of the church. And sometimes, you know, we were studying Hebrews with another group, and sometimes we said, like, you know, lots of times we run to a priest, we run to this and that, and said, okay, please pray for me, which is perfect, which is beautiful. But how often do we do the same thing also with the high priest himself? The reason the church exists is Christ. And the reason that we have to look and understand this relationship is when we understand that he is entering the church as the king and as the high priest. He is the cornerstone, nothing else, nobody else. He is the cornerstone of the church. And he has to be the cornerstone of that relationship with him. Again, and that relationship moves on. As you read again, Isaiah 66, it's full of growth. Come and eat and drink and be satisfied and be joyful and be held on the knees and be tadalla bil arabi on the knees. That's what he wants us to do. But sadly, we are doing all those things from other sources. While we have all the wealth and all the strength and all the richness in the church itself. But we lost this, and again, the church, instead of becoming the life-saving station, became just a social hall. Finally, he's coming to witness for his Father. And to say that this is the day that the whole humanity was waiting for, to come into Jerusalem as king and then move on to offer himself on the cross after this. Coming to witness himself. He's the witness. He's witnessing. The church has to witness for his Father. Our relationship with the church he has to witness through the church to us about his Father. If the church is not bringing us to the Father, then again, it's not a life-saving station. Are we seeing that? Is he really witnessing in our hearts? To the point that each one of us become what? Become a church. Each one of us become the altar. Each one of us become a moving altar. We take the church beyond the walls of the church. And we live that life. And each one of us become a life-saving station for others. And each one of us become aware of the relationship with the other, with the fellows. Instead of church becoming a reason to judge people, and a reason to distance ourselves from the church and from God, because he is not the king. He is not the king. And that's what he's coming today for. To say, I am the king. And as a king, you have to obey. You have to go with my rules, not your rules. I am the high priest who's coming to offer myself through the church. And I am the one who is witnessing to the Father through the church. And if we do this, we'll really read this prophecy again of Isaiah 66 again and take it with all the joy. Again, listen to this again. Rejoice with Jerusalem. Rejoice with the church. The church is not the place, again, just to be like, oh, it's Sunday, I have to wake up early again. I'm so tired all week. Do I have to do this? We're used now, if since COVID, then well, if we show up 1 hour per month, that's very good, very good. That's good enough. Are we growing? Are we growing in our relationship with him or not? Just ask yourself, evaluate yourself, this Palm Sunday from last Palm Sunday, from Palm two, three, four Palm Sundays ago, where are we? Are we growing or not? He is saying that you may be nourished and be satisfied. Are we being nourished by the church or not? I'm afraid that we're not. And I'm afraid, again, that we just come to a social hall with our own rules, with our own agenda, with our own policies, not obeying the king who is entering Jerusalem. But look at the other hand again. Look at this, and that's what I will end with. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. As you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knees. Can you imagine this? Where sadly you see, like, Abuna, I don't want to go to church anymore. Why? Well, I'm sick of being judged. I'm sick of looking upon from top to toe with those looks that I don't want this anymore. I'm out of this. Or we become just another social hall, just okay, just going with the season. Look at this again, this, and I'll end with this. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. I will extend peace to her like a river. Each one of us will become a church. And each one of us will become a source of extending peace. River flowing, not ending. Not still water, running water. Can we dream about that? Can we pray about this as we are starting the liturgy? Let's walk with him, enter with him to the church, and have him the king of the church, the high priest of the church, the witness of the church in our lives. If not, then again, we're just practicing, and we'll be judged for this. We'll be judged for this. I gave you all things. I am your king. I am your high priest. I'm witnessing to my Father through the church, but you are missing the point. And step by step, the life-saving station becomes social hall. May God does not allow this. And God allow us to live and to revive that life-saving station, that each one of us become a life-saving station. That we really come and really shout out and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Because he has changed my life and will change the life of others also that I am walking with and talking with and part of it. Really pray for this during this liturgy. I'm praying for this mindset during this Holy Week. That we really become a life-saving station in the midst of the world that is all sinking, all drowning, and trying to find something to hold on to, but sadly being or should be that thing we are not. But God is good. He said that I will extend my peace like a river. I will change your heart. I will come and let you witness, let your eyes see the glory, to him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.